with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Firings of federal workers have begun as the White House seeks to pressure Democrats amid the government shutdown.
Fallout from the federal government shutdown continues. Unions for federal workers said they will take the matter to court after the budget office pulled the trigger on mass firings of more than 4,000 federal workers. With reporters on Friday, President Trump said there's a method to the reductions in force.
It will be Democrat-oriented because we figure, you know, they started this thing, so they should be Democrat-oriented. It'll be a lot.
The Treasury could lose over 1,400 employees, and Health and Human Services will lose over 1,100. Amid concerns about the low-income food aid program that supports over 6 million people, White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt says the government's providing a $300 million infusion using tariff revenues to keep the program running. Jennifer King, Washington.
Tens of thousands of displaced Palestinians are returning to their neighborhoods in Gaza as a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas is now into a second day. Senator Kevin Cramer says it's another win for President Trump's policy of peace through strength.
It is a bit of a slogan, but it also means something because it's also an attitude, and he has absolutely put the world on notice multiple times. You'd think they'd learn sooner that he is capable of doing what he says he will do, and he has the means to do it. And good for him.
That is Senator Cramer of North Dakota. Meanwhile, Hope Church pastor Devin Picard spoke at a vigil last night in Centerville, Tennessee, after that blast yesterday about 60 miles from Nashville killed at least 18 people.
Immediately when I heard that this had happened, I know of two or three people that work there at Accurate, and immediately I began praying for them and about them, and I heard, thankfully, later on in the day that they were safe, that they were perhaps were actually at work, but they certainly did not work in that building.
18 people missing and feared dead. This is SRN News. It is very difficult to get your hands on a Bible in some countries. Michael Harrington has a report.
Open Doors International says the toughest place on earth to get a copy of the scriptures is Somalia. Second on the list is Afghanistan, followed by Yemen, North Korea, and Mauritania. Rounding out the top 10 are Eritrea, Libya, Algeria, Iran, and Turkmenistan. Persecution, high illiteracy rates, printing limitations, and or lack of resources can be blamed for the difficulties of getting a Bible in most of those nations. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Supreme Court has heard arguments in its latest LGBT case weighing the constitutionality of conversion therapy laws passed by nearly half the states now. The justices heard a lawsuit from a Christian counselor challenging a Colorado law that prohibits therapy aimed at helping young people abandon the homosexual lifestyle. Kaylee Childs argues that statute violates her freedom of speech. This is SRN News. British police said this week they've disrupted a criminal network suspected of smuggling as many as 40,000 stolen mobile phones from the UK to China over the past year.
An unidentified policeman describes what happens when the stolen phones are recovered.
Once each phone's recovered, it's individually resealed, rebagged.
The operation was launched in 2024 after a box containing about 1,000 iPhones destined for Hong Kong was discovered at a warehouse near Heathrow Airport. Police say an international gang is believed to be responsible for exporting up to 40% of all the phones stolen in London. A total of 46 people have been arrested so far. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The Big Ten is considering a private capital investment that could bring in upwards of $2 billion, the Athletic confirmed last week. The deal would likely include sponsorship and branding rights. More details at srnnews.com.